Despite continued violence in Iraq, Ambassador Crocker says it is too soon to pass judgment on the efficacy of the U.S. troop surge in the country.
We're still just reaching full strength with the additional troops coming in for the surge. The last units will close this month, so it's really just starting in June that we'll have our full force in the effort. We've also said from the beginning this was going to be a hard fight, and it is. We're moving into areas we haven't been before, and we're holding on to them. So there will be good days, good weeks, and not so good weeks. We just have to stay steady on this and try and make a difference on the ground.
Mr. Crocker spoke on the Fox News Sunday television program. The surge is to be fully completed in coming weeks, and the Bush administration plans to review progress in Iraq in September. Iraqi leaders say they will need more time to build up their country's armed forces and take vital political steps before they can effectively assume full control of security operations. Speaking on ABC's This Week program during a visit to the United States, President Jalal Talabani said Iraq will need the presence of U.S. troops until the end of 2008. But he predicted his government will show signs of progress on security and political matters long before then.
We are committed to benchmarks, and I think we can achieve in next weeks and months good achievements that will convince public opinion of the United States that their sacrifice was not in vain.
The opposition-controlled U.S. Congress recently authorized new funds for war operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The bill was stripped of any Iraq withdrawal timeline provisions that had led President Bush to veto a previous funding bill last month. It did, however, contain goals or benchmarks on governance for the Iraqi government to meet. One of the most outspoken critics of U.S. efforts in Iraq, Democratic Congressman John Murtha, says he is tired of broken promises from Iraq's leaders.
They keep making excuses for the lack of progress, and I'm absolutely convinced right now the surge isn't working. The American public wants the troops out of Iraq. Oil production below pre-war level, electricity below pre-war level, and 60% unemployment in some parts of Iraq. I mean, there's no way you're going to have success.
Asked if the United States would bear partial responsibility for any bloodbath in Iraq in the event of a precipitous U.S. withdrawal, Murtha said that a bloodbath is already taking place at present. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.